Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios, we're going to talk about the Hail Citizens Patrol and the president of the patrol, Dave Pichet. How are you, Dave?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thank you.
Glad to have you on. And our Iosco County Sheriff, Alan McGregor. Alan, how are you?
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have both of you on the program to talk about this. And I guess, Dave, we'll start with you. The Hail Citizens Patrol, give us a little background. What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about a group of citizens that got together in the mid-70s. They felt the need to do their part to help the local law enforcement with being an extra pair of eyes and ears for the local sheriff and the state police. So we were founded back in the mid-70s.
Okay.
And we've gone from there.
Now, what does that entail? What kind of things do you guys do to help out with the sheriff's department and the local authorities?
Well, basically what we do is we patrol a local area. We get together once a month and exchange information, and we go out and we patrol the schools, the local business districts, the homes, the cluster of homes in the area. We have a lot of people who are gone in the wintertime, mm-hmm. We patrol the neighborhoods and just write down the things we see, the things that look out of place, the things that we're familiar with because we live here and we see that are not really the way they should be. So we take notes, we write down some memos on a sheet, and we turn them over to the local law enforcement, and they can take whatever action they feel they deserve.
Okay, so you can go that far, but not to the state of arresting or anything like that?
Right, correct. Okay. We have no arrest powers.
Right.
We try not to take any action. We're just simply eyes and ears. We just take a look at what's going on out there.
All right. Now, Sheriff, let's talk a little bit about your interaction with the Citizens Patrol. How does that work?
Well, it's a very unique group. They have a radio system that we've supplied them that directly contacts them to 911. So if they see something that's out of the normal, they can directly contact 911, and if there's a patrol car in the area, it can be looked at right away. So there's a good communication system established. There are eyes and ears for law enforcement out there. We know law enforcement's kind of at an all-time low.
Yeah.
So this is a very unselfish group that dedicates a lot of their time for the community in the Hail area, and we think they're a big benefit to law enforcement.
Indeed. Now, Dave, this is a volunteer kind of organization?
That's correct. We're strictly volunteers. We are privately funded. We do a couple of fundraisers every year to try to maintain the treasury. The only thing that the participants receive is generally a stipend of gas for the evenings that they go out on patrol. And our numbers are kind of low right now, and we're hoping to do something about that.
Yeah. Now, if they wanted to join, is there a certain amount of hours they have to put in, or is this a thing where whatever kind of hours they can put in?
There's no designated hours. What we're looking for, folks that are good citizens, clean records, good driving record, and don't mind devoting a half a day or a few hours a month to the group. We would like to have enough people to be able to go out several times through the month. If you go out once or you go out twice, it's okay with us. But we're really, really looking for some people who are just interested in helping out the community.
Okay. Now, is this a 24-hour-a-day thing, or is this you looking at this mainly in evenings and overnights, or is this a around-the-clock kind of patrol that you're looking to establish?
We have generally left it to the individuals as to what time of day they go out. It could be evening or daylight or special event weekends like Halloween and so on. We don't really have a set pattern or a set time that these individuals can go out. They have to go out, or they should go out when it's convenient for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if somebody's interested, how do they go about joining? What do they need to do to volunteer?
Well, they can come to a meeting. We have a meeting every fourth Thursday or Wednesday, in the month. And they just need to show up, and we have a form they can fill out. The sheriff is really good about doing background checks on these individuals, and basically, that's all I have to do is appear on during a meeting on the fourth Wednesday of the month.
All right. Now, Sheriff, as you mentioned, with the economy the way it is, this is a very valuable tool and an asset to have, isn't it?
Very much so. We identify areas that we're having constant problems with. We relay that information to the Citizens Patrol. They focus their attention to those areas, and it's amazing how that is remedied really quick.
Yeah.
A lot of communications back and forth. We put a lot of trust in these people, and we get it back tenfold.
Now, this is kind of unique, isn't it? This is the only one I know of. Does this happen elsewhere in the county, or is this
Sand Lake has
it. Sand Lake does? Okay.
Sand Lake has a Citizens Patrol, very active Citizens Patrol also. Very good program.
All right. Now, I would imagine then you attend some of the meetings.
Sure.
And keep up to date with what they're doing.
I try to make just about every meeting that the Hale Citizens Patrol has, because, again, it's based on communications. I'll bring to them what we're looking for. They bring to me what they found. So
yeah.
It's worked very well, very well. They're great people, and really dedicated to their community.
Exactly. And I would imagine they rely on you for just, you know, the rules and regulations, things they can and cannot do, and that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All very right. Good group.
Now, it should be said, too, that we meet at the VFW at Hale.
I was just going to ask you that, where the meetings are.
I failed to mention that
earlier.
All right. But they've been good to house us. We've been meeting there for years, and we meet there, the VFW in Hale, every fourth Wednesday of the month.
Every fourth Wednesday, and at what time is it? Is there
7 o'clock?
7 p.m. All right. Now, is there a number they can call if they want more information on this, or just come on out to the meeting?
They can contact. They could contact me if they wanted to.
Okay.
I'm at 257-2180 is my number, and.
Okay.
They can let me know what they want to do if they're interested. I should also, I guess there's occasions when there's five Wednesdays in the month, so it should be the last Wednesday of the month.
The last Wednesday
of every
month.
The fourth Wednesday of the month.
All right.
But they just have to give me a call at 257-2180 and
okay.
Put their name down.
All right, so obviously you're looking for members. Right now, how many do you have?
We have about 15
okay.
current members that are steady.
All right.
We've had a lot more over the years, and we've recently lost some of the original members that actually mm-hmm. started the organization back in the 70s. And one of those members had gotten me involved several years ago. So,
all right.
We're down to about 15 pretty steady members right now.
All right. Well, we'd like to build that back up again. The Hale Citizens Patrol, President Dave Pache and Iosco County Sheriff Alan McGregor, we're glad you could join us today. And please keep me updated on how this is going. And if we need to do more recruiting, we'll do so.
Thank you,
Kevin. Sure appreciate your time.
We appreciate it.